So tonight we're going to chant the Metta Sutta. I'm going to make it really easy for you. I'm going to say the first couple of words and chant the first couple of words and then invite you to follow suit. Using, to the best of your ability, the same intonation. Okay? So I will go very slowly and invite you to assume a posture of a devotion, just to remind you that this Metta Sutta was, these are the original words of the Buddha, who offered this teaching to 500 monks who were practicing in a forest at the end of the rains retreat. And they became very afraid because tree deities were frightening them and inhibiting their practice. And they were so terrified that they ran back to the Buddha and asked the Buddha to give them an upgrade on their meditation facilities. And the Buddha, rather than giving them a premium plus room, he invited them to chant this sutta, and to memorize the words and to let the sense of love and warmth radiate from their hearts toward the tree deities. As the monks began to chant these words over and over and over, they started to feel the power of the words. And not only did they, but the tree deities could sense the earnestness and the warmth and the loving kindness radiating from the monks. And as a result, the spirits stopped frightening them, came down from the treetops, took human form and supported the monks to the attainment of the highest goal of enlightenment. So these are words that we cherish from the Buddha's lineage, and I don't ever go a day without chanting these words. I have memorized this chant, and there's so many I'd like to teach you, but tonight I will just invite you to follow. I think it's a very beautiful chant, and invite you to get the tape at the end of the retreat and to learn it if you'd like for your own practice. So we'll begin. Ready? This is what should be done. By one who is skilled in goodness. And who knows the path of peace.
Knows the path of peace.
Let them be able and upright.
Let them be able and upright.
Straightforward and gentle in speech. Humble and not conceited. Contented and easily satisfied. Unburdened with duties. And frugal in their ways. Peaceful and calm and wise and skillful.
Peaceful and calm and wise and skillful.
not proud and demanding in nature. Let them not do the slightest thing. That the wise would later reprove. Wishing in gladness and in safety. May all beings be at ease. Whatever living beings there may be. Whether they are weak or strong. Omitting none. The great or the mighty, medium, short or small, the seen and the unseen, those living near and far away. Those born and to be born. May all beings be at ease. Let none deceive another. Or despise any being in any state. Let none through anger or ill will wish harm upon another, even as a mother protects with her life her child, her only child. So with a boundless heart, should one cherish all living beings, radiating kindness over the entire world. Spreading upwards to the skies, and downwards to the depths, outwards and unbounded, freed from hatred and ill will. Whether standing or walking, seated or lying down, freed from drowsiness, one should sustain this recollection. This is said to be the sublime abiding. By not holding to fixed views, the pure-hearted ones, having clarity of vision, and being free from all sense desires, is not born again into this world.
So let's just sit for a little while together. Bhavatu Sabamangala. Rakantu Sabate Wata. Sabha Buddha Nupavena Sada Soti Bhavantu Te Bhavatu Sabha Mangala Rakantu Sabha Te Wata Sabha Dhamma Nupavena Sabha Soti Bhavantu Te. Bhavatu Sabha Mangala Rakantu Sabha Te Wata Sabha Sangha Nupavena Sada Soti Bhavantu Te. May all the heavenly beings protect you. By the power of the Buddhas, may you always be well. May all the heavenly beings protect you. By the power of the Dhammas, may you always be well. May all the heavenly beings protect you. By all the power of the Sanghas, may you always be well. May the merit of your practice be beneficial to yourselves, to your families, to your co-workers, your neighbors, and friends. May you see the merit, receive the merit, the beauty and the bounty of your practice. May you be well. May you be happy, peaceful, and at ease. May you be free from suffering and its causes. May you attain to the highest goal of liberation in this life. May it be so.